So hi and welcome along to another Integral Health Radio with me, Ben Calder of Life Force Patterning. I'm here today with Christina Morgan of Snowdrop House, and we're going to talk about the crazy charity event that we've got coming up this Friday and Saturday, where we're going to spend 24 hours walking up and down Snowdon. But first, Christina, thanks for coming along to the show today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, no problem. So for those of us that haven't come across your work before, Christina, can you just give us a brief outline of what it is that you do?
Okay, so I work largely with mental health. So I work a lot with anxiety and stress. I'm an NLP coach. I do mindfulness meditation and coach on that and how to bring it into people's lives to make them more mindful and to reduce stress levels, along with other wonderful benefits of that. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, so treat things such as stress, anxiety, PTSD, trauma, eating disorders. I'm also a personal fitness instructor. That largely came at the back end of everything else, because fitness is so important to keeping us healthy and our mental health good. I do some business coaching as well, so I pretty much tackle all areas I can.
And also, you're a little pocket rocket, aren't you? You're a powerhouse of physical training.
Thank you very much.
And you do training with the rowing clubs and so on,
yes,
as well.
Yes, I'm a rowing coach and I'm a cox for the local boat club as well. So I work with a crew of 8 blokes, and the youngest in my crew is 62 and the eldest is 82. They're awesome. Find out all their little strange little ways, which are just gorgeous. Things like eating pork pie just before we set off for a 5k race. It's getting handed down the boat. I also coach the high school girls, so that's very different as well. Hence why my voice is a little bit strange today. I've been coxing for them in Nottingham at the weekend, so I do lots of work for the boat club, lots of volunteering there as well, so yeah, it's all good.
And you won't pick it up so much from the radio, but Christina's really strong. I can see this woman chucking kettlebells around, you know, like they're just like bags of air. It's great. So whatever you do, don't upset her as well, because she can clock a punch. Was it Krav Maga as well?
Yeah.
So Israeli self-defense expert here, so you just...
Well, I don't know about expert, but sure. Yeah, I enjoy doing it. It's good. I used to do a lot of kickboxing, so this is great. It's a nice form of self-defense. It's not nice at all. It's brutal.
I'm glad we can be honest.
But yeah, it keeps you safe, so it's good.
Useful stuff, yeah. Now, so this weekend, you and I, along with my partner Jane, a number of other people, we are going to spend 24 hours going up and down Snowdon as many times as we can as a group. And this was your idea. So why?
Indeed it was. So normally I try and do a challenge every year, and for the last 4 years I've done a challenge. It's been quite an extreme challenge. So for 2 years I did 100k treks, and then last year I did the Three Peaks plus Lake Fernway as well. It started 6 months after we lost my stepdad, so I wanted to do something in memory of him. So he passed away on the 23rd of December. It was a massive shock for the family. He was in his cherry picker cutting down a tree locally, and he had a massive heart attack in his cherry picker. But a few days before that, we also lost my one uncle as well. He was terminally ill with cancer, so it was a difficult time for the family. 6 months after that, on the 1st of June, we lost my other uncle. He died of a heart attack. The next day, we lost my other uncle. He died of bronchial pneumonia. So it was a particularly hard time for myself and the family. And I kind of wanted to put my grief into something, and it's helped. It's raised thousands of pounds. I carry my stepdad's steel chainsaw boots that he died in everywhere. They come with me on all the treks, so he gets to walk with me. He'd probably be cursing me because he didn't particularly like walking, but he gets dragged everywhere, and I know he's watching over me. I know that he's close. I know my uncles are too. So that's why I do it, and I do it for, I've done it for the British Heart Foundation for a couple of years, and now it's onto the Blood Bikes, which is a charity that my one uncle that passed away on the 1st of June, he was a huge, well, he did lots of work for them to support them, to help fundraise, and he certainly didn't have much money, but anything that he earned, he would just donate to the Blood Bikes. He was incredibly generous, so it's nice to carry that on for him. And he's also got a blood bike named after him, which is just wonderful. When it was his funeral, we had, oh my goodness, we had so many bikers following his coffin and supporting the family. A lot were blood bikes, and they're just incredible, and the biker community are just wonderful. They're so close, so supportive, so this is just giving back to them what they gave to my family and my uncle, and that's what he loved to do.
Which is beautiful as well. It's nice that out of something so traumatic, so challenging, there is inspiration, motivation to do something great and do something that, I mean, each of these adventures that you do is also very life-affirming. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very much about being out in the world and enjoying the world and living the richness of life while helping others as well.
Absolutely. It's just so nice to get out and about and do these incredible treks. And I meet so many amazing people who've all got their own stories as well. And it's just a wonderful thing to do. It certainly helped me with my grieving process. To know that I'm still doing things for them, and they're still very much here, they're still very much in my memory, their spirits are with me all the time, and I definitely sense that when I do these events and when I'm training. I've got my stepdad's braces that he used to wear, these steel braces, and I also carry ribbons on my backpack for other people that have lost loved ones as well, so that's nice. They get to come with me. So, and it's nice for people that have also lost someone to know that they're, maybe it's their mum, their dad, their brother, sister, uncles, aunties, children, are all being remembered in a nice way. So my bag is just covered in ribbons when I do these events. And it's just so nice to be able to do that for other families as well. And it pushes me through. So when I'm going through hell, I just keep going, and I sort of have a look at the ribbons, and then I understand why I'm doing it and why it means so much, and look at the donations coming in when I'm walking, and it's just the best feeling in the world, knowing that you're getting out and about doing something good for your own mental health, so valuable, exercising, getting out in the fresh air, just enjoying everything. I mean, when I did the Three Peaks last year, going to Scotland, I've not really been there before, and doing Ben Nevis was just immense. I mean, I love taking pictures, and I couldn't even capture just the scenery when I was on Ben Nevis. It was just out of this world, and to experience that whilst raising money, God, why wouldn't you do it? It's just amazing, and to be challenging ourselves doing this, and, you know, thankfully Ben's joining me on this with his partner Jane, and I went to Ben to ask him to do this with me, because he's the only other person that I thought was mad enough to do it, and he agreed.
Didn't even think about it. Yeah, just it like, yeah, just, yeah, like, sure, yeah, 24 hours, yeah, whatever.
I'll do it. And I thought, this is the man that's going to do this with me. This is brilliant. So I'm chuffed, and I'm really chuffed that Jane's doing it as well. It'll really boost us as well. And we've got some friends and family and colleagues and things like that all helping us.
And we've been getting support here from the Centre for Integral Health as well, so tell us a little bit about who's been joining in for that as well.
Yeah, so we've had Patrick Pearson, who does some wonderful work. He's been working with us. I think he's been working with yourself as well, has he? He's
Alexander Technique, yeah,
with you. So he's been doing a lot of his work with me, Alexander, and that's helped massively with my walking. And then we've had Maria Franklin, who's just wonderful. She does some brilliant treatments, and she's also been giving away Emmett to people just so that she can help fundraise for us as well. And that's what's been so lovely, is that we've got a centre full of amazing people who are all helping us out. We've got Kate Bevan-Wood, nutritional therapist. She's been helping me massively with my food and diet and support there. She's going to be making us some nice things.
And Maria's going to come on Saturday as well to give us an Emmett technique between some of our ascents, so that we're piped up and ready to go each time.
She is, which is wonderful. So we've got a whole practice full of just amazing people that are all willing us on and wanting to help in any way that they can. And that's what's so nice about the centre, is that we're all in it together. So it's a real nice team spirit.
So if anybody wants to join us on these experiences this weekend, can they still do that?
Yes, they can. So we are starting at 6 p.m. on Friday evening. We will be starting from the Penny Pass car park. We'll be going up the pig track. We'll be coming back down the Miners. Then we're going to have a bit of a rest because we wouldn't have had much sleep. So then we start again at 1 a.m. and we'll be going up the pig. Then...
So this is sunrise on Snowdon as well. So anybody fancies a sunrise will be setting off 1 a.m. from the Penny Pass car park, ready for a sunrise on Snowdon.
We will. So hopefully we'll see the sunset and the sunrise, which would be incredible. So that would be wonderful. But then we're going in our different directions. You'll be going off down the Miners. Then I'll be going off down the Lamberis route. At 7 a.m. we'll be good to go again, and I'll be doing the Lamberis route. Ben is doing,
I'm possibly going to do Cribgoch as a heading up. It'll depend on the weather and how shagged I am, to be honest, because Cribgoch's an extra layer on there, but it's also beautiful, so I might be doing Cribgoch. But then we're all going to come back down to Penny Pass, or are you heading back down to Lamberis on that one?
I think I might be going down Lamberis, but the fourth one, hopefully, if we've got enough in us. Ben's a lot more positive about this than I am. I'm trying to be very realistic. I would love to do four. I think, you know, we both would, and we'd love to do four. If we can do three, that would just be incredible, because I've never done... twice, so to do three times would just be wonderful. So the fourth time, hopefully we'll set off at 1 p.m. and I think we're just going to play that one by ear as to where we are, how we're doing, how much support we need. So that one, that's very loosely organised at the moment, which is cool with us. And then I think Ben's camping over, and I've got pizza waiting for me at home.
Brilliant, easy. And I've got a sneaky plan as well, that if somehow, I don't know how, and I need to look at this, but if we make it back down before the last train leaves for the summit, our fifth ascent is going to be in the train.
Oh,
just so we can ride up and down and wave and shout and scream and probably fall asleep in both directions.
Oh, my goodness, that's going to be the best bit, that sleep afterwards. Oh, my goodness. After I've done these 24-hour events, it's just the most wonderful sleep. You know when you get that kind of twitching when your muscles start to relax just before you're going to sleep? You start doing that before you've even closed your eyes. It's just the best thing. And, really looking forward to that.
And I've already got treatments booked in for the week after for me to restore my body. I'm going to be having a beautiful shiatsu treatment from a shiatsu practitioner, Sarah Churcher-Rowan, the Tuesday after the trek. So I'm going to make sure that my body gets cared for as well. And if you want to join in with us, you don't want to come along and walk, but you would like to contribute in, throughout Friday evening and Saturday daytime, we're going to be putting up pictures, hopefully do a few lives, maybe a little bit of Qigong on top of Snowdon Summit, which would be really nice. So it'll be a really enjoyable day. But if you don't want to come along and actually join in the trekking, you can also support us both. So Christina, as she said, is going to be raising money for the Blood Bikes, and you can either go onto our Facebook event, the 24-hour Snowdon Charity Challenge, and you can find the links there. But Christina's is justgiving.com/fundraising/Christina-Morgan5. And you'll also find mine on justgiving.com/fundraising/Ben-Kolber. And the links for that will be in the description for this interview as well. And, you know, as I haven't said, I'm going to be raising money for the Midlands Air Ambulance because I've got a close connection with one of the main fundraisers here in the Midlands, Maria Jones, who's told me a lot about the vital services they provide. Plus, Midlands Air Ambulance don't get any governmental or any lottery funding. And so every penny of the 7 million that they need each year comes directly from us as charity supporters. And because here at the centre, we really advocate the conventional and its place and its purpose and its value, as well as the non-conventional. For us, they're as essential services as anything here we provide. So Christina's raising for Blood Bikes, I'm raising for Midlands Air Ambulance. We're both mad, going up Snowdon as many times as we can in 24 hours. But we're going to have a good time, right?
We're going to have an amazing time.
We're going to be great.
Can't wait.
Thank you. And you can come and find us on our Facebook pages as well. So you'll find me on Life Force Patterning Integral Health. And you'll find Christina on
Snowdrop House.
There you go. So you can come and find us on Facebook dead easy, and you'll find our event within there as well. But thanks for listening, and we hope that you're going to come and take part in some way, shape or another. And in the meantime, enjoy the rest of this beautiful summer, sunny weather we're getting here in the UK right now. Thanks, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.